Iran has reversed its decision and is again imposing restrictions on ship traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. British officials say three commercial vessels came under fire today. They say the attacks caused damage, but no fires or casualties. It's day two of a 10-day ceasefire to pause the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. The agreement seems to be holding amid several incidents of violence, but many in Lebanon are not convinced it will lead to lasting peace. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports from Beirut.
46-year-old Abir Muhammad al-Masri has been living in a tent in a parking lot with her six kids for nearly 7 weeks. She says she'd much rather be in their apartment in the southern suburbs, but I don't trust the ceasefire, she said. It's more of a truce than a ceasefire. We can't go home yet. Many of the more than 1 million people displaced in Lebanon during this war have headed back to the south, where much of the fighting was happening, despite warnings not to. But Israel is still occupying about 10% of the country after destroying whole villages to create what it calls a buffer zone to keep Hezbollah from firing rockets into Israel. Lebanese people from those villages cannot return.